Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world that has grown accustomed to the greening of spring and the lush abundance of summer, a haunting silence has descended. The once verdant tapestries of our landscapes are now stark canvases of brown and gray, a grim foreshadowing of the last act in the tragic play of photosynthesis. Ghosts of Chlorophyll is not just a metaphor, but a literal specter of our desolate reality, where the very engine of life has sputtered to a halt. The terminal wilt cast your gaze upon the fields and forests and witness the heartbreaking sight. Trees reduced to skeletal forms, their leaves mere memories etched into our aching hearts. The grandeur of nature's process, converting sunlight into energy, has been disrupted by relentless heat waves, aggressive pollutants, and the suffocating strangle of our atmosphere. When the last leaf falls, not from autumnal grace but from existential failure, will we finally understand that we were custodians of a legacy? An excerpt from an unnamed survivor's diary. Once flourishing, now perishing. The irony does not escape us, even as halophytes and fire followers previously painted a picture of tenacious adaptation, now the broader canvas reveals a starkly different image. We basked in our perseverance, celebrating the rare super bloomers and the last trees holding together the fraying seams of our topsoil. Yet now, it seems the resistance so valiantly portrayed in our recent recollections was but a momentary flicker in the imminence of ecological darkness. The final days of flora. What happens when the flora that defied the impossible no longer can? When toxic skies and polluted waters rob them of the chance to reclaim their place in the sun? We are witnessing the last labored breaths of a critical biological machinery, an apocalypse of the roots and shoots that once spirited life into the very air we breathe. These are not just plants, but the alchemists of our biosphere, and we have witnessed them turn not lead into gold, but our world into a barren realm. Thoughts from a solitary naturalist. In the shadow of giants, recall, if you will, the lone ceiba tree, that monolith in the midst of devastation, standing as a monument to what was and what could have been. Like the statues of Easter Island, these giants now serve as silent sentries to a cataclysm of our own making. It is a sobering realization that while we prided ourselves on showing resilience, rivaled only by nature, our best efforts were but a fragile echo of the enduring spirit that once thrived here. Conclusion, an elegy to Earth. As we traverse this stark landscape, let us reflect on the ghosts of chlorophyll, those wraiths of what once signified hope and continuity. May this elegy to Earth be not only a narrative of despair, but also a final siren's call to acknowledge the calamitous course we charted. It is a call that we may never answer, but should we ever traverse the stars in search of new horizons, let us carry the solemn reminder of the green ghosts we left behind.